Last Friday, I went to a solstice celebration over in College Park. And it was led by a man who called himself a witch. His name's Orion Foxwood. He went through a description of the significance of the wheel and other symbols in the pagan holidays. For instance, the same circle of months in the year is the same circle that our Yule wreaths form. And this wreath is wished upon and then burned on the 12th night. And 6 months ago, we were at the solstice point and we were at the peak of light. And now we are almost at the day of the least light. That'll be on Thursday. And we've grown up with this expectation that after the winter solstice, the light will begin to grow again and the days will be somewhat longer, even though the weather may be colder. And the winter solstice is a time of promise for us. Because of the length and darkness, it gives us the time to dream and to think about what it is we want for the next year. We take time to come up with New Year's resolutions or to create creation boxes or treasure maps. And we start thinking about what we're going to be doing. I personally get my seed catalogs and my plant catalogs, and I think about what I'm going to be doing this year. And it's, as we know, 99% of all creation is in thought first, and then the remainder is the manifestation in form. And so this time is a very fertile one. They call it the time of promise. Orion Foxwood said that as we approach the longest night and call him back through the festival of lights, let us look within and truly see the inner light of what we would become. This inner light is the ever-young child of promise. You each are more sacred than you can imagine. So you're probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with Christ consciousness and the Sterling Study Group? Well, we've been through a cycle, a one-year cycle. We went and took the curriculum that was developed for the youth program at the home church, and we adapted it for use in this group. So we have been through a study of the 10 core concepts and then two extra ones thrown in for good measure. And it's been a significant year for the practitioners here. We have been we've been able to lead the meetings, and I wanted to take time to thank Connie in particular for allowing that to happen and for being there to guide us if we needed it or to let us be if we wanted to. And it always seemed like you were there if we needed it, but you didn't try to interfere. And I know how much that has meant to me personally to be able to get up and give a talk every other month and to be able to channel that much energy into a specific topic. It's really done a lot for me on a personal level, and I wanted to thank you for that, Connie. So this is the end of that first year, and we're about to begin a new cycle. Next year we're going to be starting with some classes from the home church on life enhancement. And Connie will talk about that later, right? Okay. Well, just as Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life appears on the cover of the Science of Mind magazine, it appears that we've been doing a lot of that in this past year. And some members have been through some enormous changes during the past 12 months. And I can see some heads nodding and we're all reflecting internally, and I know that anybody that's listening through the internet is also reflecting and going, yeah, I've been through some big changes. I think Carla took on a new job this year. Is that this year?
December.
Yeah, about a year. And you took on at least one or two new roommates?
I'm losing count.
And you became a warehouse for a short amount of time?
And I became a grandma.
And you became a grandma?
Wow.
That's right. And Kate. Kate, a year ago, was living on spinach and salmon, and we were all looking at her and wondering if she'd make it. And through some miraculous circumstances, she was given a new lease on life with a liver. And she's doing incredibly well. I'm looking, for the sake of people who are listening to this online, I'm looking at her now. She's wearing bright red, and she's radiant. You know, she's got some color in her face. And she looks like a new person. And this is a real tribute to the amount of work she has done to shape her own thoughts and her life through, you know, positive work on herself. I know it's been difficult at times. And then Connie, to me, the most memorable thing about your year has been your swimming with the dolphins. There was something so magic in that. And in the beautiful pictures you took back, and the way you have of describing the moments of connection with the dolphins. And so each one of us, I don't want to go around the room because I don't want to embarrass anybody, but some of the changes may not have felt too good. And what? Are you embarrassed?
No.
Okay. But what I wanted to say is sometimes when things happen, they don't feel too good. But I know from past experiences that if you keep your mind open, keep your heart open, as Catherine said earlier, blessings start to flow in, and you begin to see exactly where you're heading in the larger scheme of things. And the nice thing about life is you get to see in the broader perspective how it all fits together. So I'm thinking, based on the amount of changes we've been through and the amount of growth we're experiencing, that we must be doing something right in here. And I wanted to take a moment and review the 10 core concepts to kind of wrap things up for all of us. The first core concept is oneness. And this was, if you take the foundations class, that'll all be in appendix, the appendix in the back. But oneness, God is the source of all that is, and God is all that is. I, Judy, and each one of you here is an individual expression of God. God expresses through me and each one of us in this room, and the universe is eternally expanding through our presence. Second is the triune nature. God expresses itself in three aspects: spirit, soul, and body. And each of us on the human level has a soul, a body, and a spirit as well. So we are kind of the microcosm of the greater whole. The creative nature is the third core concept. God thinks, and the world came into being and comes into being eternally. Likewise, all of the manifested reality on our physical plane has originated in thought. When we think consciously, we create our worlds with our thoughts. Number four is prayer. All good is eternally available and ready to flow into human experience. We activate this flow by means of prayer and through meditation. And as we pray, we increase our awareness of the good that's available to us. And I think that as we pray, we align ourselves with the good that's available to us. Wholeness is number five. Spirit is a transcendent, perfect whole that contains and embraces all seeming opposites. And as humans, we have free will, and we can take these opposites and choose the direction of our experience, whether it be positive or negative. We're never punished for our mistakes of ignorance or negative behavior, but we experience through the working of the law the consequences of our actions. Number six is abundance. All that anyone will ever need or desire is already available to them. This applies to each of us, not just one or two people like Bill Gates or Donald Trump, but each one of us in this room, including Chloe, is an heir to the riches of creation without regard to merit. Seven is the reciprocal universe. For every visible form, there is an invisible counterpart. That means that what we receive in our lives corresponds to what we imagine and believe that we can receive. 8 is forgiveness. In the eternal now, there is no place for divine anger, unforgiveness, or punishment. If we perceive any need for forgiveness, it's a human condition. This is the process of forgiveness frees us from ties to each other that we don't wish to maintain. And science of mind teaches us that the ultimate goal of life is the complete emancipation from all discord. And this goal is surely to be attained by all. Number 9 is immortality. The universal truth about life is that it never ends. What we call death is simply the changing of form from one life to another. And as we are born, we enter the visible from the invisible. As we die, we return from the visible to the invisible. It's simply a cycle. And life will continue on another plane when our bodies have outlived their usefulness. And lastly, the 10th core concept is called the Christ. Christ is not a person, but a principle, a universal presence, the universal image of God that's present in all of creation. Jesus of Nazareth was an individual human who revealed the Christ nature to the highest degree anyone has ever known. Well, that may or may not be true, but could be Buddha, could be all kinds of saints that have lived throughout time and their presence has been felt, but their names are not remembered. As I thought about those 10 core concepts, I realized that the 10th one is the sum of the 9 preceding ones. I thought about the color white, which is the sum of all the colors, and therefore the Christ consciousness is the sum of all of the core concepts. Ernest Holmes says in What we believe in the direct revelation of truth through our intuitive and spiritual nature, and that anyone may become a revealer of truth who lives in close contact with the indwelling God. And so our awareness of this Christ within us will grow, usually through practice, through prayer and meditation. For some, it's easier than for others, but for each of us, there is a path to connection to that presence. So, in summary, it all comes back again. We're back a year later. We've completed our study of the core concepts. We're back at the time of the least light. And after the break, we're going to be experiencing some more of Christ consciousness. I felt that rather than try to explain it, it's better to feel it. And so we're going to close with a meditation from Holmes that David will read.
Within myself is that which is perfect, that which is complete, that which is divine, that which was never born and cannot die, that which lives, that which is God, the eternal reality. Within myself is peace, poise, power, wholeness, and happiness. All the power that there is, and all the presence that there is, and all the life that there is God, the living Spirit Almighty. And this divine and living Spirit is within me. It is wholeness. It is never weary. It is never tired. It is life. It is complete peace. It is never afraid. It is never confused. It is always poised and peaceful. It is always in a state of perfect equilibrium. This is the truth about myself. There is no other self. Every image of fear is erased from my mind. Every sense of confusion leaves my thought. My mind now entertains and reflects the divine into everything which I do, say, and think, into my body, into my affairs. That divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Universal substance reflects itself into my mind, into daily supply, so that everything I need each day is supplied. Before the need is the thing, and with the apparent need, it is met. There is something within me which goes before me and prepares the way wherever I go, making straight the way, making perfect the way, making immediate and instant the perfect and harmonious in every situation. Consequently, my mind reflects the fullness of that divine substance which heals every sense of lack in my life. Peace, poise, power, perfection, living spirit with me, is me, myself. I accept the fullness of my own divine well-being.
This will be a meditation upon the Christ consciousness. Sit with both feet resting on the floor. The hands are on the thighs or on the lap, relaxed. The spine is straight. The neck is straight. The whole body feels deeply relaxed, yet also fully alert. Allow the breath to become slow and deep with a regular rhythm. Now take a deep, slow breath and hold it as long as you can comfortably without strain. Then release the breath very slowly and gently through the nose, resuming once again a slow and regular rhythm of the breath. We feel that we are members of that one body, that we have that mind in us which was also in Christ Jesus. Our own body is a container, a blessed and holy vessel that is ready to receive the consciousness of Christ, which comes from the one and only power of the universe. Feel the presence of Christ consciousness within the psychic heart center. We feel clean and precious, worthy of the divine intelligence that pervades the universe. The heart center is open and ready. We feel a light growing within the heart center. This light is the presence of the Christ, the Son begotten of the only God. We believe that the light of Christ is within us. We feel the presence of this all-knowing and all-powerful force filling us. We are filling completely with the light of Christ. We feel this living presence within. We recognize it as the one and only power in the universe. We unify with this power. We feel that this consciousness of Christ expanding in the heart center, filling and warming the entire chest and lungs, the abdomen, the shoulders, the hips. The light goes into the legs and arms. The light of Christ consciousness fills the head, the brain, the mind. We feel that the entire body is absorbing this divine light. The light is being absorbed by every muscle, every bone, every nerve cell, every gland. The light of Christ consciousness fills every cell, right down to the DNA. We are completely aglow with the light. We trust this light to be absorbed by the body wherever it is needed, wherever it can help with repair and maintenance of the body. We will use it for good. We feel complete gratitude, acceptance, forgiveness for any wrongs that may have settled upon us. We surrender to this light, feeling its goodness. We drift now, absorbing this light with complete gratitude. Just be in Christ consciousness. I will call us back shortly. Christ consciousness remains with us as it moves back to its source. We know that we are changed and improved by this divine light. We know that we will be able to call it back in full power any time we feel truly ready to receive. As this light moves back, we feel gratitude. We are returning now to this time, this space. We take a couple of deeper breaths, feeling the space around the body. We are returning now. We gently move the fingers and toes, gently move the head and the neck. We slowly open the eyes, just a little at first, letting in some light. Then opening them a little more. And we are back now, fully alert and fully awake.